Well, the pandemic has impacted so many aspects of life, as one area hit especially hard in all this has been the arts.
And with theaters closed, stages dark, actors, production teams, and support staff have been forced to find new ways to reach people and find work. Recently, I sat down with three members of the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago to learn more about what they're doing right now to meet the moment.
You can show it to him yourself.
I will, boy. I'm going to read it to him on the golf course.
And I'm not afraid of you either.
Then how come you don't?
On stage, John Michael Hill is in his element.
So I can get my keys back.
The Illinois native studied acting in college and in 2007 joined the ensemble cast for the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago. A group that's been around more than 40 years and was started by actors Jeff Perry, Terry Kinney, and Gary Sinise.
Bless the telephone.
Gonna be in New York next month.
Now Hill lives in Manhattan and, like so many others, is navigating his way and his work through the pandemic.
What do you love about the arts?
I love the arts as an examination of the human condition. It can do many things. It can provoke, it can inspire, it can affirm, and it can challenge. Probably what I love most about it is that it brings people together.
And we're really missing it right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching a lot, catching up on a lot of TV. but you miss being in the room with artists telling a story.
Why don't you ease up on that champagne?
This isn't champagne anymore. We went through the champagne a long time ago. This is serious stuff. The days of champagne are long.
And while storytelling may look and feel a lot different, it is still happening.
I started acting when, as we would say in Tennessee, I was knee-high to a grasshopper, very young.
Brooke Flanagan is executive director for Steppenwolf.
So how has the pandemic impacted this ever-important industry?
It's been brutal. In the city of Chicago alone, we have over 80,000 working artists in the nonprofit arts industry. We represent somewhere upwards of $17.5 billion in economic output annually. We've had to pivot and create really unique ways to stay connected to our audiences and to create ways for artists to continue to create.
One of those ways is virtually. The Steppenwolf Now virtual stage launched in November and will feature six streaming productions through next August, including a filmed play called What Is Left Burns, starring John Michael Hill.
Tell me about your character.
My character is this young, up-and-coming poet who is hitting it big right now. He's got a new book of poetry out, but this old professor of his that he had a fling with, I wouldn't call it a fling, it was more of a love affair, reaches out of the blue.
It must be challenging, the virtual production that you're part of, and that connection between a live audience that you aren't able to have. How do you work through that, and how much do you miss that?
So, yeah, I do miss it. But everybody's making concessions, and in this time, that seems like one we can live with for the safety of everybody.
Laura Glenn is also making concessions. The longtime Chicago-based stage manager is in her 30th season with Steppenwolf and has worked with countless actors, including Steve Martin.
Many have been furloughed, and many of us are also still trying to figure out some ways to do some work. Steppenwolf has been incredibly generous in trying to keep as many of us busy and employed as they can.
What has been your role in the virtual productions?
I've been both stage manager and assistant stage manager. For What Is Left Burns, I was the production stage manager. And it's funny because I didn't know what to expect. I thought, well, if you put actors on a break, okay, 10 minutes, and then it's like, but please come back. I'm not there to tell you to hurry. I tell them what the time is, but I lose control, right? They go off and everyone's working as hard as they can. So the interpersonal relationships and support I was still able to somehow do through Zoom, which was interesting to me. I didn't think that was possible.
Glenn says a vaccine to fight the virus gives her and others hope that soon the theater lights will snap back on, but says even when the shows return, there will be adjustments.
So I know in England there are some theaters that are, they've just spaced out the seats significantly so that no one is very near each other, and they, you know, with your ticket time tells you exactly what time you need to show up, and you go right and you sit in your seat. All of those things are options that we could play with if we had to.
Despite the hardships of this year, the Steppenwolf Theater is looking forward in the middle of a $73 million expansion project in Chicago, expected to open in the summer of 2021.
We've been on either side of a pandemic across time for centuries. We will get to the other side together, and that's sometimes what these stories remind us of. But I know that we will get back together on the other side.
Once complete, the new 50,000 square foot space will offer a 400 seat theater and provide room to expand education in the theater arts.
We are really focusing on pivoting our Steppenwolf education programs. We have a live streaming radio play version of Animal Farm that has just reached 20,000 students, not only Chicago students, but also students worldwide.
In the meantime, the storytelling continues.
Well, you still have the crickets to contend with.
And in the middle of a global health crisis, the audience is now part of the act.
What is your advice for folks who want to help you and your colleagues and get involved and support your industry?
You know, the arts are a huge fiscal generator for every large city, for every community. They're connection of humanity between my experience of watching something and then you receiving it. And I hope that people remember that, and I'm really hopeful that once we come back, everyone's going to want to see every show 7 times, even if it's not very good, because they've missed that live experience.
What do you want from me? What do you want me to say?
Just flour and oil, right? Then hit it with the sugar.
We're not driven to acts of violence like that, not over a dumb movie script.
I think the desire and the love for theater is still burning and isn't going to die out. So whenever the country catches up to you know, being able to put people back on stage, I think people will be ready.
And the cost to become a member for the Steppenwolf virtual stage is $75. And right now they're streaming Wally World. If you would like to learn more about ways to support the arts right now, we've posted some links on newsnationnow.com. I think beyond that, Rob, I mean, Steppenwolf is very fortunate because they have a lot of really big name actors
right.
who are involved in that project. They are keeping people working. But what I appreciated in the conversations that I had with those artists is look for ways in your own community to give back and donate to local theaters, because if you're in a position and you're looking for some year-end giving, there are a lot of actors out of work. There are a lot of people who run the lights, who move the sets around. I mean, there are countless people behind the scenes who aren't working right now in very small communities. They're going to need some help trying to get things back going.
And this must have been a tough time for all the people who are on the stage, because when you love to act and you love theater and that's in your blood and that's your world, to be isolated and no lights and can't, no human contact, that's just the antithesis of how the theater world works. And with the, you know, they thrive on that interaction, so it has
eat
to
off of
right
it.
that's their sustenance in a lot of ways. So I know it's been a brutal year for a lot of those folks, so great piece. I'm glad we keep putting a spotlight on that industry, which is really hurting.
Can't wait for them to get back on that stage.
Absolutely.